This program is sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
I know you're able for. You got all power in your hand.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm on your watch. I'm waiting.
God bless you in Radio Land. This is Evangelist Flora Barnett. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on today. I pray the message you are about to hear will be both edifying and a blessing to you. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this great opportunity to speak to the people of God. Open up our understanding that we'll better know how to please you. And Lord, we'll forever give you the glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Today's broadcast is a continuation of last week's message, Already in Progress.
You ever ask somebody for a ride and they kind of say, oh, well, you know, I'm not going that way today. You can pick up real fast when they don't want to give you a ride or whatever. Thank God we don't, people don't ask for rides like they used to. But because the Lord has blessed each and every one of us in a different way. We have our own cars now. Some don't, but most people do. Years ago, they piled in. How many of them? You got five kids, I got five, and me and you, all 12 of us, get in that little five-seater, and we off we go. No seat belts, no nothing. But God has blessed us. People back then seemed like they didn't mind as much helping each other. Now we have all of these, you know, everything's, we're accommodated very well. We're blessed beyond belief. And sometimes we still can't go to church. Got two cars in the garage. Can't go to church. Sometimes people got three cars. What's your excuse for not going to church when people used to walk to church, ride the wagon, the horses to church? What is our excuse? And some people live in the vicinity of the church. Even if your car didn't run, you could walk. People not going to walk. People don't go to church when it's raining. Oh, it's raining. Do you go to work when it's raining? I used to go to work when it's raining, pouring down, storming, everything. I was there. And oh, I don't want the rain to stop me from going to church. Y'all know something. It's critical, critical times in this world. We need to get on top of this. We need to do what the Lord is saying to do. We need to do it because you know what? God is not going to accept any excuse that we can come up with. If you can come up with it, somebody already told it. It didn't work for them. Guess what? Not going to work for you. Oh, but I praise God on today that we don't have to come up with excuses. In John 6:48, Jesus said, I am that bread of life. He tried to explain that he was the bread that came down from heaven. He even declared that unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you can't have no part with me. And all you know with these, many of his disciples that followed him at the time, this is John the 6th chapter, they said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? Hallelujah. He already told them that I am the bread of life. You got to eat my flesh. And he didn't mean it literally. He mean it figuratively. That's why we honor the Lord's Supper. That's the flesh and the blood. That's what he was referencing to. And these disciples said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? They didn't ask him for clarity. He didn't explain it to them. He simply stated that I am that bread of life. They could look at him and tell he wasn't a loaf of bread. Hallelujah. But they made an excuse. Oh, we can't do this. This is too hard. Y'all know what? Many tasks in this world are so hard. They're so difficult, it seems. Some of the trials and tribulations that we go through, they seem so hard. But oh, when we give it over to Jesus. Hallelujah. When we give it over to Jesus, the trials don't seem so hard. Or the burdens don't seem so heavy. We need to give it over to him. And the Bible say many of his disciples walk with him no more. Hallelujah. They never went back. Never again returned to following him. Or they accepted eternal damnation. They were lost forever because they never followed him again. Oh, and Jesus turned to the 12 and said, "Will you also go away?" And Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and we are sure that thou art Christ, the Son of the living God." Oh, we better be sure on today. If you don't walk with him, where are you going to go? If you don't turn to him, who can you turn to? We don't need to keep making excuses. Let's stop making excuses and let's get busy doing things. It's not too hard. It's not hard again. Luke 14, starting at the 18th verse, kind of reference back to Luke 9, Matthew 8. And it says, the 18th verse, Luke 14 and 18, and said that, "And they all with one consent began to make excuse." The Bible said all of them with one consent. The first said, "I have bought a piece of ground. I need to go see it. I pray thee have me excused." Not only did he have an excuse, he asked the Lord to excuse him. Y'all, God not excusing us for everything. He's just not going to do it. And another said, "I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused." Here's another one want to be excused. If everybody is excused, who going to do the work? Who going to do the work of the kingdom? Who's going to do what's going to last? And who's going to do what's eternal? We can't keep making excuses. Then another said, "I married a wife, therefore I cannot come." So that servant showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry to his servant, he told him to go into the streets and the lanes of the city and bring in the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. That was me, y'all. Somebody wouldn't follow him. Somebody had an excuse. And all of us that say we came, we stopped making excuses and we just came on and received the Lord. You know, if you would just receive him on today, just receive him. Don't try to wait until you can get right. Is that your excuse? "I'm going to wait until I stop doing this and I stop doing that." Don't wait. Come just like you are. If you could save yourself, if you could sanctify and cleanse yourself, you would need Jesus. Don't wait. There's no reason why we can't do what the Lord is saying doing. He said his commandments are not grievous. That means he didn't tell us to do something that we couldn't do. If he had told us to do something that we couldn't do, he couldn't hold us responsible for it. But he told us to do something, and he's going to help everything that we can't do. All because his strength is made perfect in our weakness. And I don't know about y'all, but the Bible said, "Let the weak say I'm strong." So on today, I'm saying that I'm strong by the grace of God. We are without excuse. Don't turn down this great invitation. Let's be one of the ones to fill the church. Don't you want to be a part of this great invitation? This was a great invitation. He was inviting us to salvation. Hallelujah. I don't want to turn this down. Many years, though, I turned it down. I didn't want to give up the world. I don't want to stop doing this, and I didn't want to stop doing this. Sure, I didn't want to give up my boyfriend. But the Lord is demanding that we come, and we come as we are. He's going to clean you up, whoever you are, regardless of what habit you have, regardless of what you're going through. The Lord is going to help us. If he couldn't help us, we'd be in trouble, but he can't help us. John 15:22, "If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin." Jesus came into the world. He had already spoke to all of us. He's speaking to us through his word every day. He said if he had not spoken to us, we wouldn't even have any sin. But since I have told you, you have no excuse for your sin. We have already been told no excuses will be accepted. And my kind of thought on the end of this today, don't let the hearse haul you to church. You're going to go regardless of the weather. You're going to go regardless of the condition of your body. You're going to go no matter how your family or friends feel. There's going to be lots of flowers that you're not going to get to smell. There are going to be heartfelt prayers that won't touch you. Beautiful music, but you won't hear it. Preaching won't help you at all. You will be gone regardless of how many hypocrites are there. You're going to go no matter how much you are needed at home or work. You're going to go no matter what kind of clothes, how your hair look. They will be of no concern to you. You will receive no blessings from the service. You will never have to decide about attending church again. Don't let the hearse have to haul you to church. Stop making excuses about church, because as long as you're alive, aren't you glad on today that your blood is running warm in your body? Aren't you glad that God has given you another chance to choose to go to church? We are without excuses on today. Let's not let the church, the hearse have to haul us to church. Let's stop making excuses. Let's glorify God. Father, in the name of Jesus on today, we thank you for all of your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your peace, oh God. God, we ask you to go into Radio Land and touch the hearts of men, women, boys, and girls. Lord, regulate the minds that are dysregulated on today, oh God. The confusion in the minds regulated on today, oh God. Touch and heal sick bodies in the name of Jesus. Lord, do it for your glory, Lord. And above all, Lord, let men run to the cross and ask, what must I do to be saved? In the name of Jesus, we pray on today. We thank God. Amen. This is a war cry. We are in a spiritual battle. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. God loves you. May God bless you is my prayer. If the Lord's will, we will see you next week.
And I'm on your watch. I'm waiting on you.
For more information about War Cry Ministry, visit our webpage at war-cry.net. Again, our webpage, war-cry.net. Text or call us at 602-466-8104. Again, our phone number is 602-466-8104. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. Again, our mailing address, P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. This program was sponsored by War Cry Ministries.